Taco chips, quarter pounders, or just simple fish and chips. Many of us have our guilty pleasures for fast food, be it for the Sunday tea or as an ideal accompaniment after a few pints. But as our nation becomes more health conscious, are our chippers now following suit? With this in mind, we're going to look at the business of chippers in this week's industry review. To discuss this, we've convened a panel of some of Ireland's most tasty chippers, and they're all very welcome to the programme. On my right here, I've got John Beshoff. He's the co-owner of, and director of Beshoff's, Peter Hogan of The Fish Shop, and we've got Derek Duggan, who's the regional manager with Burdock. So, Burdock's and Beshoff's, it doesn't get any better than that. And, of course, The Fish Shop as well. So, guys, you're all very welcome to the programme. John Beshoff, I'm going to start with you. Your business has been around over 100 years. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, good morning. The business was started originally by my grandfather almost 100 years ago and subsequently carried on by my parents. And it's currently carried on by myself and my brother. We started the existing business in 1997 with a small shop in Howth in North County Dublin. And we employed approximately six people. And today we have five shops in Dublin and a staff of 85 people and a turnover of a little over 5 million.
Good man. And your original, the shop in Howth, actually, even though it's your smallest shop, is your busiest one.
Yeah, it's been a huge success.
Why would that be? Is there something about going to the pier in Howth and fish and trawlers and all that?
Yeah,
does that help?
Exactly. Fish and chips by the seaside on a sunny day.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat. And yeah. When we initially opened up there, our experience had been to more local shops on the north side, and we were just overwhelmed at the volume of business that was achievable there, particularly during the summer weekends. And it's been a huge success for us. It's a smaller shop, and it's still probably the most profitable.
Any texts you want to ask our panel of experts here? They are Ireland's best fish and chip experts. I'm sure you have loads of queries. Get them into us at 53106. Let me go to Peter Hogan now of the fish shop in Smithfield. I won't call you the new boy on the block, but compared to Burdock's and Beshoff's, you have a few years to run yet. Peter, tell us about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the difference being we wouldn't be traditionally a fish and chip shop. What we are, I suppose, is a food business that had as its core product fish and chips. So we started 3 years ago, myself and my wife moved back from London, and we started a little fish and chip shop, sort of al fresco restaurant in the Blackrock Market, in a kind of converted shed. And we stayed there for about a year and a half, just sort of getting the product right, trying to make it as good as possible, before we kind of gained enough traction with our brand and some nice pieces written in the paper and things like that that helped us in our move into town. So we opened in Smithfield, in Queen Street in Smithfield, last April 2015. And then a year later, we opened our second location. So now we have a seafood restaurant and a fish and chip sort of wine bar.
Okay. And that's Smithfield. In Benbar
Street? Yeah, they're literally like 100 yards away from each other.
Okay.
So.
All right. Stay there because we've loads to ask you as well. I want to bring in Derek Duggan now, one of the regional managers with Burdock's. Derek, you're very welcome to the programme. You began life as a spud peeler. You've done every job in the business. Tell us about you and your business. And before you start, can I thank you for the fish breakfast that you brought in, which I'm going to eat as you speak to me. I'll be eating. So thanks for bringing that in. We've got fish and chips all over the studio here, and that keeps the presenter very, very happy, I can tell you. Derek, you're welcome.
Bobby. It's a great start to the day when you have a Leo Burdock's fish and chips. It can only get better, Bobby. Yes, 103 years old, Leo Burdock's. We've been there for a very long time, and we hope to be there for a very long time into the future. My good self, I've done a bit of everything. I have peeled spuds, I have served the customers, I've done this, that, a bit of everything, and worked my way through. We've got seven locations. We're finding that the business itself is changing. People's, you know, outlooks are changing, and what they want is changing. Our newest location is in Howth, and we're delighted to be there. I think it gives a bit of choice to consumer. We've always been noted as the famous Leo Burdock, so hopefully we'll get some stars of notoriety popping to Christchurch and maybe Howth as well. You know,
now you've had Springsteen and others photographed in your shop.
He loves our fish and chips. chips. He keeps on coming back to us. He stays in the Meridian every time he visits, and he comes to Leo Bordock's for these fish and chips.
How important is that in terms of just getting the name out there?
That's great to have the accolades.
It's a bit of fun, and it's, yeah.
But he's a great guy. I'll give you a little story. I think this shows the different generations. Now, there's a guy in there, he's been working there for 20 years, Darren Salmon. He's a great guy. And he knows Bruce Springsteen from coming in on numerous occasions. But we've got another lad that was working on the night when he came in recently, and his name is Connor. But the thing is, Connor didn't recognise Bruce Springsteen. Didn't know who he was. Different generation, different times, you know?
Miley Cyrus was in Insomnia and I didn't recognise her. So there you go.
You know, we're all old folks here.
Let me go back to John Beshoff now. John, I wanted to just ask about some trends. Derek mentioned them there. But in the UK now, fish and chips is no longer the number one takeaway. So how have things changed, you know, for that to come about? What's happened?
Yeah, the decline of fish and chips in the UK as the favourite takeaway meal has declined substantially in the last 4 or 5 years. Last time I looked at the figures, it was a third, and yesterday I looked at some figures that were produced over the last 2 years, and it showed it having slipped to eighth place.
Wow.
That's a significant drop.
Right, and that's really, I suppose, competition with pizza, with Indians, with Chinese, with whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, it's similar to here. There's huge competition out there. There's huge choice for the consumer. But I think in the case of the British fish and chips, they haven't exactly lived up to expectations now. People are a little bit more knowledgeable about what their food is cooked and how it's prepared. And they're looking for something that's perceived to be healthier. We've innovated insofar as that we've changed the number of the ingredients we use over the years. We use a fresh product. We produce fresh potato chips 7 days a week, and we work with oils that are low in trans fats.
So this is rapeseed oil you use?
Rapeseed oil.
Yeah, and that has a higher boil temperature, has it?
Higher boil temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more expensive to use, but it's we think it's a better product and it's the way to go.
Yeah. Peter Hogan, let me ask you about the type of fish that you use. Again, Dublin Bay at one time was full of cod. I believe they're scarce now. People talk about cod versus pollock. Well, I'm going to ask some of the lads about that in a minute. But what fish are you predominantly using yourself?
We predominantly use hake or haddock.
Right.
Two.
And what about availability of supply there?
It's tricky. It's difficult. I mean, we have fairly good suppliers, but I mean, you need to, it's something you need to constantly kind of work on. There's really no fish left in Dublin Bay. All the boats are going out. They're going out fishing off the west coast. But particularly during the winter months, January, late December, it can become extremely, extremely difficult to rely on a fresh source of wild Irish fish. But we never really used cod, not for any reasons of conservation or scarcity, really. It was just we found that both haddock and hake gave us a kind of lighter product, a product you didn't have to cook for as long to get it to the required temperature. And it gave people a product that made them feel like they hadn't had something so heavy and enjoyed more.
Right. Derek, let me go back to you. Does the battered Mars bar still exist?
Not in Dublin, thankfully. Maybe in certain places in Glasgow. But that's an interesting thing you say, that, because the perception is that we're, you know, the fish and chip isn't as healthy, but it can be, you know, it can be healthier than other, you know, fast casual foods. But there's the challenge, Bobby. The challenge is for us to adapt to that and maybe work on, you know, doing things a little bit differently. I'll give you an example. We used to sell whiting in place, and that changed. A lot of consumers, a lot of the customers coming in, they just didn't want it. It was simple as that. And the predominant choice is cod, because it's a lovely fish. And forgive me for saying, but I think we do the best fish and chips and we do the best fresh cod and chips. But here's the thing. People want that and we have to cater for that. But we've also maybe to approach it in a different way. I'll give you an example. We're doing some ray and we're taking it off the bone, but we're doing small sliders of ray. So it's done in a succulent, you know, unctuous, lovely, gorgeous way. But it's not as, say, heavy or it's not as much, but still tastes fantastic.
And do fish get misrepresented? Does pollock appear as cod?
Well, here's the thing. If you go into the genus of the fish and if you go into the technicality realities of, you know, for example, North Atlantic cod or even Pacific cod, I can put hand on heart and tell you you're getting the best fish and chips in Leo Burdocks and you're getting North Atlantic cod. It's gorgeous. Right. It's super. In some other places, sadly, they cook maybe corners or maybe the supply isn't as plentiful as they'd like. But we've got to approach that maybe in looking to other varieties for sustainability. I'd love to see place and whiting back on the menu again, but sadly, there isn't the demand there for it. Okay. But there's the challenge, maybe approaching it in a new way and giving customers a different choice of fish.
We've got a text, loads of texts in. Keep them coming in. 53106, they'll only cost you 30 cents. We have a text from Brendan Grace. He was on our show recently down in Ennis. He says, yum, yum, wish I was there, referring to the Leo Burdocks fish supper that we have here in studio with us. Another texter says, I used to love my Indian and Chinese takeaways, but between the salt, sugar and MSG, I went back to the old one-and-one. That's from Mick in Drumcondra. Thanks for that, Mick. Another texter says, how can it be called fresh fish if it's cooked the day before? I don't know what he's referring to there, but John Bishop, you're telling us that your fish is fresh every day.
Yeah, we cook fresh daily and we produce fresh potato chips 7 days a week, Sunday included, 52 weeks a year.
What about the species of fish that's available? We heard Derek talking about it there, John.
Yeah, Derek is correct there. I agree. We curtail the selection. We know the main varieties are cod, haddock and smoked fish.
And what about ray? Is that easy got?
Ray we don't use for a specific reason. We went for a what's known as MSC certification last year, which is means that we source all our fish from sustainable sources. And to get that certification, we were unable to use certain species of fish, of which ray was one of them.
Somebody's phone was going off, a big no-no in the studio. Whose is it? Oh no, it's mine. It's an alarm to tell me that my parking is up. Forgive me, listeners.
So, yeah.
My fault. I was about to get to savage one of the guests. Oh, there you go. I'm the culprit.
We don't use ray because even though it's a lovely fish, because we are MSC certified, we're unable to use it.
Okay.
And this is all to do with sustainability.
Peter, can I ask you about the difference in your business? I suppose from having the stall in the Blackrock Market, the transition to now having, I suppose, two bricks and mortar premises. Was that a difficult transition for you?
Yeah, it was probably the hardest point, I would imagine, that we'll ever have in our business, just getting the funds together to make that move. We had to use a variety of sources, microfinance, linked finance, you've probably mentioned on there, like a sort of peer-to-peer financing, our own savings, credit cards, overdrafts, everything just to get the place open, get it going. So that was definitely the most difficult part. But it's been great. It's an interesting area, Smithfield. It's a real neighbourhood. It's really vibrant. It's really changing at a very fast rate. It's definitely easier than standing in a shed in the middle of winter.
There you go. Derek, I want to ask you about the time of day and people, again, maybe things changing. Like, a lot of us would maybe associate the chipper with late night after a couple of pints. Lunchtime business, is there any business before noon, for instance? I take it there's not.
Well, there is. No, there is. Bobby, I was in Burdocks Christchurch first thing this morning. Now, across in Christchurch Cathedral, there's a food fair today. So there's plenty of choice for the customer. There's plenty of choice for the tourist. There's plenty of choice for everybody. But there was a vibrancy around. It's a lovely day out there. We've got our fish and chips ready for people, and they're coming still in their droves. So we're delighted that we've still got great locations that people go by. But you are right. There are different patterns and there are different trends, certainly not just in the weeks and months, but even through the day period. And you have to approach that, you know? You have to look after the customer. But, for example, today it's a beautiful day. A lot of people might go out to the coast and it'd be great to have a bit of fish and chips, whether it be Bischoff's or Leo Burdocks or one of the others, you know?
So, John Bishop, are we talking about the cod wars now in Hoth, now that Bischoff's and Burdocks are operating the same?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like Iceland and the UK in the 70s where they start firing taking shots at one another?
I think Burdocks, like most other people in the fish business, will have issues with attaining stocks in the future, because firstly there are a number of EU quotas come into place every year. This year haddock or hake is cheap because the quotas have been relaxed. In previous years it's been haddock or cod, so it varies. And the other thing to bear in mind, like a number of customers would have said to me over the years, why is fish so expensive? And they think that because it's an island nation surrounded by fish, but what they're not aware of is the fact that Ireland probably has the lowest quota percentage of the EU quota, which I think currently stands
is that right?
at less than 2%.
Yeah.
And when you compare it, they say it's based on population, but to me that doesn't ring quite right, because if you look at an example of Belgium, which is a population of approximately 16 million and it has four times the Irish quota.
And a shorter coastline than us as well, I'd suggest.
Okay,
well listen, it's great discussion. I've really enjoyed it. Keep doing what you're doing, lads. Keep that business alive. Keep the flags flying. Fish and chips, it's an essential part of Irish life. Big thanks to my guests, John Beshoff, co-owner of Beshoff's, Peter Hogan from the fish shop, and Derek Duggan from Burdocks. Thanks very much, and thanks for bringing in the fish as well, lads. And